This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The first law of thermodynamics says that energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can change from one form to another. One of those forms is heat, and now an entrepreneur in New Hampshire says he has found a way to make use of the heat given off at power plants to increase the efficiency of those power plants and generate more electricity. Here with me now to explain how it works is Granite Geek David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and a regular guest here on All Things Considered. David, welcome back.
Always glad to be here.
So who is this researcher and what does he create?
Okay, his name is Joe Kellogg, and he's your classic one-man entrepreneur startup down in Hudson on the Mass border. And he's a mechanical engineer, and like many engineers, it kind of drives him crazy that there's a lot of waste heat generated by power plants and industrial processes, excess heat that just has to be gotten rid of. And heat can do work if you can harness it. So he thinks he's found a way to do that in certain circumstances. The special tool he's got is a type of shape-changing alloy. So there are alloys. This is a titanium and nickel, perhaps some other things in there, alloy, that it literally changes shape under certain circumstances and then remembers its previous shape, so it will go back to it when those circumstances are removed. These are really cool but not well understood materials. And he thinks he's got one that can change shape under fairly low temperature changes enough that it can turn the waste heat from a power plant into usable electricity.
And why is that important?
Well, it's important because power plants generate a lot of excess heat. You see the steam coming out the top, the cooling towers at the nuke plant. The coal plant in Bow, for example, has to use a lot of Merrimack River water to cool itself and then dumps the warm water back into the river. So if you could instead turn that heat into electricity, because that's the way most electricity is generated, is by boiling water and using the steam to turn a turbine. The waste heat that's generated by most power plants and industrial processes isn't hot enough to boil water, so it's difficult to get the work out of it. But if you can, you could, instead of throwing this stuff away, you can turn it into something that's sellable and usable.
So this metal has a certain shape. It can change shape based on a very low temperature change, about 20 degrees.
About 20 degrees is what he says, what Joe Kellogg says.
And so the motion of changing shape is what generates the electricity somehow.
Yeah, the system he's put together uses lots of, I think it's a dozen or so, long, thin rods, or I don't know, half meter long. They look like long black pencils, sort of. And he puts them in a unit in which, when warm water is poured on them from the power plant, they expand only about 3% in length. So we're not talking about a lot, but that's enough to push some hydraulic fluid. And if it's done right, the hydraulic fluid can go and turn a generator and produce electricity. And then the cool water is dumped on them, and they shrink again. And warm water, and they expand, and cool water, and they shrink. And they do this every 3 seconds, day in and day out. And that, if his best-case scenario works, he thinks that stacking a bunch of these units inside a power plant using the waste heat that's already there, so not burning more fuel, but using waste heat, he could produce perhaps as much as 10% more electricity from a given power plant, which would be quite a big deal for the owners of that plant.
Mm-hmm. Are there any environmental benefits that come along with this?
No, absolutely. And that's definitely part of the business plan why he's, and I think probably why he's peddling it to power plants, is they have to get rid of that waste heat, and there are environmental problems. Again, the plant in Bode with the warm water in the Merrimack River, the EPA in the past has threatened them with all sorts of fines if they don't stop dumping so much heat into the river. So if they can take that heat and instead turn it into something they can sell, that would be sort of a double benefit.
You also report that for Joe Kellogg, New Hampshire's state government was more conducive to growing this kind of business than his home state of New York. Why was that for him?
How about less unconducive?
Okay.
Perhaps is a better way to say it. Because he said basically, you know, New York will do more for you, but it will also get in your way more. And from his point of view, in his particular kind of what he's trying to do, it's better to have governments not be in the way than to help. He talked about how he liked the way the government here is relatively flat, and the distance between the person at the front desk and the governor is much shorter than in a larger state government.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor who warms us all with the power of his geeky thoughts at graniteGeek.org.